Katie looks under sofa cushions.
Dad, can you call my phone? I can't find it anywhere.
Absolutely. Can't bear the thought of you going a day without texting or tweeting or liking things. Call Katie.
As Katie goes upstairs, Mel eats a berry, then shrugs.
It's going to voicemail.
Despite the fact that Dad was blind, he always felt it was his job to keep an eye on things for Katie and me.
Hi, sweetie, it's Dad. I just want to tell you that I love you, and you make me proud every day. But if you lost that phone, you're not getting another one.
He hangs up.
Dad, that's Anthony. Can you get that?
You betcha.
Mel opens the door.
Oh, hi, Mr. Fisher. It's Anthony. I'm your boy's daughter. Daughter's boyfriend, Anthony.
Come on in. Katie's not quite ready yet. Guess that gives me time to grill you. Have a seat. So in the on-again, off-again saga of Katie and Anthony, you two are on again?
Full on. Not like on each other on. You know, I just met like a, Katie?
She can't hear you. So you're taking my daughter to the spring formal tomorrow night?
Yeah, I can't wait. The ballroom at the hotel has the most amazing view of Los Angeles. You can see all... Who cares about views, right? You're not missing much. I'm sorry.
It's okay, Anthony. I know I'm blind.
Sorry.
Here's some cash to take Katie out for a nice dinner before the formal.
Oh, not necessary, Mr. Fisher. I have a job at Yo-Yo Froyo, so I got it covered.
I have no idea what that is, but I'm guessing the pay isn't great, so here you go.
I feel like this might be a test.
It's not. Take the 50.
Anthony shrugs and accepts the bill.
Sir, this is 100.
And you passed the test.
Oh, great.
As soon as you give it back.
Yeah, right.
At home, Joyce sorts laundry. She finds Katie's phone in a pants pocket.
Oh, Katie, I just saved you a long lecture from Dad.
Mom knew she couldn't look at the text.
She reluctantly sets down the phone.
She also knew that she was going to look at the text.
She picks it up and reads.
Can't believe you and Anthony are going to do it after the formal. Heart, heart, thumbs up.
Joyce freezes.
Let's tell the world all the things we've done.
Family photos capture Mel kissing a newborn Henry, Katie in a birthday hat, Joyce at the beach with the kids, and more. Growing Up Fisher, created by DJ Nash. Video description by Caption Max.
Dad didn't know which was harder, navigating his daughter's dating life or his own.
Oh, hey, Mel. It's Allison.
Yeah, I'd recognize that lovely voice anywhere. What are you doing?
Just saving the earth, one can at a time.
Hey, listen, I'm sorry we haven't had time for another date.
Well, technically, we haven't finished the first date, even though you did get to second base. You're canceling on me?
Wait.
Mel reaches to her breast.
Oh, God, I thought you were going to slam the door.
Which was nothing compared to the dinner disaster.
How bad is it?
It's okay.
Mel feels Allison's swollen face, then raises his hand.
Check, please. If I'd known you were allergic to shellfish, of course, I never would have had you try that soup.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking maybe it just isn't in the cards for us.
What? Come on, no. We can still have a great third first date, right? Let's reverse the curse, huh? How about tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah.
The 13th. Friday the 13th?
Saturday it is. We'll keep it simple. We'll stay in and cook something.
Are you inviting me over to cook for you?
No, of course not. I will cook. I happen to be quite the chef.
Never cooked a thing in his life.
Okay, and here's hoping third time's a charm.
In the principal's office.
While Dad was hoping for the best, Runyon and I were fearing the worst.
I am a dead man. You know how strict my parents are. They're gonna kill me. After the tapioca incident, trying on my grandmother's wig, this is my third strike.
And yet none of this occurred to you while you were filling balloons with salsa.
Runyon, I don't think you should do this.
Why? This is the best thing I've ever thought of.
From a window, he drops a balloon on a car. A man climbs out and surveys his salsa-spattered hood. He looks up and spots them.
Oh no, Vice Principal Collins.
Oh God.
In the office.
You're both in big trouble.
I'll be sending you home with a detention slip for your parents.
Runyon didn't do anything. It was my idea. He tried to talk me out of it.
Then you will clean up the mess.
And go easy on the ragtop.
Why'd you do that?
My parents will go a lot easier on me.
You're a good friend, Henry.
Henry shrugs.
Not that good.
Hands over a mop.
Go easy on the ragtop.
Sloan at Mel's apartment.
So you can't cook anything?
You don't have one signature dish.
I think I'll just get takeout and put it on plates.
I don't think that's gonna fly. Third time's a charm? Mel, that's her colorful way of saying three strikes and you're out, which is my colorful way of saying don't screw up.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, I've looked at her and I've looked at you, and you're lucky you got one shot. I mean, she's very attractive, and you're...
I get it.
Not as attractive.
Mel sighs and swigs his beer at a mall.
While Katie searched for the right shoes, Mom was trying to find the right segue.
Okay, I have good news and I have bad news.
Is the good news you're gonna let me borrow your diamond earrings?
No. Good news is... I found your cell phone.
Awesome. Thanks, Mom.
The bad news is I might have accidentally read a text from Nicole saying, can't believe you and Anthony are gonna do it after the prom. Heart, thumbs up. And I really want to get on board with the thumbs up part. I just kind of need to know what the it is.
You're ridiculous. You're sneaking around, reading my text, jumping to all sorts of crazy conclusions.
You're right. That is what I did. That's what moms do. They make mountains out of molehills.
How about you know things about my life because you ask me about them and I feel comfortable enough to share them with you?
Yes, I like that. Let's do that.
You have to promise not to tell Dad.
Oh, I won't breathe a word. I won't say a word. I won't hum a word. Mum's the word.
Okay. Okay, so after the formal, Anthony and I are gonna sleep together.
Oh, thank God. For a second, I thought you were gonna...
Joyce searches Katie's face and her jaw drops.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I thought you were going to say. I'm gonna go sit down.
Sure. I'm going to see if they have these strappy ones in my size.
Joyce's face falls as she sinks onto a sofa.
Oh, my God. Some dress shops offer wine.
Mom had always wanted a special mother-daughter secret until she got it.
So, Anthony and I talked about it. We're taking precautions. We've considered all of the emotional repercussions, and we feel good about this.
As your mother, I just have to tell you, I think you're too young.
Well, how old were you when you first did it?
Joyce turns to her. She slams the brakes. Later, Joyce gets her door for Mel and Elvis.
Mel, hi.
Hi, Joyce. You know what I miss most about living with you?
How if I had a secret, you would dig and dig until I had no choice but to tell you?
Your lemon chicken.
What?
Yeah, I've been craving your signature dish. Can't get it out of my mind.
Well, I'd love to make it for you sometime, but I don't have the ingredients.
I got lemon. I got chicken.
In the kitchen.
Even though Dad was the lawyer, Mom was going to try to lead the witness.
So, Katie's formal is tonight. Remember formals and all the stuff kids did and I guess still do after the dancing stops?
Can I just take this home in the serving dish? I want to eat it right out of that.
Sure. So I've become aware of a situation of a romantic nature involving a family member, something that I expected to happen at some point, but not this soon.
I know what you're getting at, Joyce.
You do?
Yeah, I guess I should have told you sooner, but I just thought it might make you uncomfortable.
Me? What about you? You're okay with this?
It was bound to happen eventually, right? Who told you?
Katie, who swore me to secrecy, I just want to go on record as saying I am not okay with this at all. She's too young.
I think she's older than you are.
What are we talking about?
The fact that I have a date is what we're talking about, right?
Sometimes two confused parents equal one kid's window of opportunity.
Hey, Mom, there was this balloon incident at school. Long story short, I just need a parent's signature on this.
She signs it.
I knew it would be easy, but not that easy.
I gotta say, Joyce, I'm glad this is out in the open. I don't think we should be keeping things from each other.
What are you guys talking about?
Oh, hey, sweetie, yep. Cat's out of the bag.
What?
Mom knows I'm dating Allison.
Yes, that's all that's out of the bag. Everything else is still shoved deep into the bag.
So Mom couldn't talk to Dad. She already tried talking to Katie. And with the formal just hours away, that left one option. One extremely awkward option.
Anthony.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Fisher.
Can you take a break? There's something I want to talk to you about.
Wait, so you didn't get in trouble at all? It's nuts. Lately, my parents have been so preoccupied with Katie, seems like I can get away with anything.
Henry grabs a Froyo cup.
Let's test it.
They set down the small cups and pick up jumbo sizes. Back at the counter.
So, Katie told me about your plan for after the formal.
Anthony's smile fades.
About getting late night pancakes?
Come on, we both know what we're talking about.
I
just have to say, as her mother, I don't feel very good
about... Everything okay here?
A manager heads over.
two yogurt flavors swirling.
Okay. Oh, you know, they don't have to swirl. You could keep them separate.
Yes. Separate. Great idea. They can be in the same cup. They can even touch a little. Yeah, that's all right. That's fine. I'm not a prude, but they do not need to full-on swirl.
Oh, okay.
Mom, is this too much yogurt? And can I cover it entirely in candy?
Sounds good, hon. I just don't get why everyone's in such a rush to swirl. Trust me, it just makes things more complicated.
On the other hand, some people really like swirling because it creates a wonderful new flavor.
That's exactly what we don't want, Ellen. We don't want a little third flavor to have to take care of.
Oh, my God.
Katie walks in.
Hey, what are you guys doing here?
She spots Joyce.
Mom!
Hi! Yeah, just a small cone.
Oh, yeah, sure.
What?
Just a moment.
Evening. Mel opens his door for Joyce.
Welcome, guest of honor. You're a little bit early. My famous lemon chicken is still in the oven.
Your famous lemon chicken? Oh my God, you got me to cook for your date?
Damn it, thought you were Allison.
Is Katie still getting dressed for the formal? I feel like maybe she shouldn't go. Katie, sweetie!
She's gone, Joyce. She had Anthony pick her up early. But don't worry, I took a photo of them before they left. Hopefully they're both in it. Anyway, I'd love to chat, but as you know, I have a date and I really need it to go well. So unless you want to make us a dessert.
Hey, I'll get going. Sorry I missed Katie.
Yeah, no big deal. It's just a dance.
Uh-huh.
Although our little girl is becoming a young woman.
Yeah, well, it's happening a little too fast, if you ask me.
Yeah, maybe. But Anthony's nice. I always liked that kid. She's in good hands.
Well, those hands are going to be all over her because after the formal, she and Anthony are going to have sex.
Mel drops the chicken dish.
And just like that, the cat came screeching out of the bag.
Elvis hurries over to eat the chicken. Joyce eyes Mel as she pulls him away.
Oh, so she says she's ready. Trust me, the girl who keeps losing her cell phone is not mature enough to lose her... Can't even say it.
But a ton of other things were said. Here are some of the highlights.
I'm trying to keep the lines of communication open.
Great, you two can choose baby names together.
Dad won that point.
If we tell her no, she's just going to rebel. If you recall, my mom didn't want me to go out with you, and on our second date, we made Katie.
Ooh, advantage mom.
I never liked that kid.
No, it's not Anthony's fault. He's a sweet, shy kid. When I went to visit him at work, he practically crawled into his shell. Oh my God, that's it. All I have to do is go to the hotel. I can see I'm bringing Katie the diamond earring she wanted to borrow, and the mere fact of me being there will make Anthony go bing. That's the sound of his...
Yeah, I get it. And that is a terrible idea. I am the one who intimidates Anthony. I will go down there and put an end to this. I'll put an end to him. I should clarify, for legal reasons, it is not my intent to actually go down there and kill him. So just in case I do, it was not premeditated.
Mel, this is exactly why Katie and I didn't want to tell you. We both knew you'd fly off the handle.
I'm her father. It's my job to fly off the handle. I'm going with you.
Nope. I got this. Have a great date. Enjoy your floor chicken.
Mel slips on the dish.
Joyce,
with Katie getting all of Mom and Dad's attention, I was beginning to feel like I didn't exist.
There's no way we're getting away with this. You're probably right. She'll shut it down.
Henry, have you seen my brown leather bag? I left my diamond earrings in it.
No, we were just playing black and blue. It's where you try to get the worst injury.
Fun.
Extra points for blood loss.
Oh, never mind. Found it.
Henry and Run Yen trade a look.
Let's do this.
They slide down the stairs on a pizza box. They crash into a wall.
Gotta run a quick errand. There's cold pizza in the fridge if you guys get hungry.
The only injury I got was a bruised ego.
At Mel's, he opens the door for Allison.
Well, hello there.
First, I wish I could see how beautiful I know you look. Second, I have been looking forward to this all day. And thirdly, I have to leave immediately, and I need you to drive me.
In a hotel hallway.
Sir, I can't open the door.
Are you aware that this hotel has provided lodging to minors who intend to engage in lascivious activity?
I just deliver room service. I'm not allowed to let you in.
Let me make this real simple for you, pal. I'm a blind attorney. This is my guide dog. This is my date.
None of that is really relevant.
This room is registered in the name of Fisher, as in Catherine Elaine Fisher, who happens to be my 16-year-old daughter. If you don't open this door immediately, I will have you arrested for contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Fine.
Katie's mom tends to be a little bit dramatic. I'm still holding out hope she misread her intentions here.
They enter a suite with rose petals scattered on the bed.
I don't think she misread it. Between the rose petals and the candle, I'd say this room is ready for some action.
This is the worst night of my life.
Oh, just what every girl on a date wants to hear.
You're right, I'm sorry. How could this date possibly get worse? Joyce enters.
Mel.
Mel?
Had to ask. Allison, meet my ex, Joyce.
Oh, that's a great bag. Oh, thanks.
Mel, why are you here? I specifically told you that I would handle it. I told him I would handle it.
Yes, her version of handling it would be to sit down and talk about everyone's feelings, where my version of handling it will be to throw Katie over my shoulder and take her home where she belongs.
See what I have to deal with?
Okay, well, you both make some good points, and I just feel super lucky to be in the middle of it.
Oh, here they are.
Mel, you park on those rose petals and let me handle this.
You little son of a bitch! Mel. Do you have any idea how old she is?
74?
What is happening?
We must have the wrong room.
This is the Fisher room.
Yes, we're Elliot and Estelle Fisher.
It's our 40th anniversary.
That's crazy!
I have a milestone. Mel, Joyce, and Allison at the hotel. Here we go. Monotonous music, inappropriate lyrics, raucous teenage laughter.
It's like his ears have x-ray vision.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, I think it's time for me to go. Joyce can give you a ride, and this is really a private family situation.
I cannot tell you how sorry I am. It's just, I would never forgive myself if my daughter made a mistake tonight that I could have prevented.
You know, I have a daughter, too, and her dad doesn't show up for her the way you show up for your kids. I really respect that. In fact, it's pretty attractive.
Ooh, body lotion.
Is there any chance that you would be crazy enough to consider a fourth first date?
I don't know, Mel. I'm pretty crazy.
She kisses him.
What do you know? Allison threw Dad a curveball. Meanwhile, I was lining up for a pitch that would light up the whole stadium.
Are you going to do this?
Why not? If my parents don't care, why should we?
At Joyce's, Henry and Runyon open a box and gape. At the hotel.
I can't listen to this anymore. I know for a fact that Haley did not get a promise ring from Deshaun.
Hey, let's head over to Tommy's.
They freeze as two couples walk out. Joyce stops the door.
We're in.
Inside the empty room. What do we got? What do you see? Where's Katie?
She's not in here. She must be in the bedroom.
Elvis, find door.
No, find Sulphur Street.
Get your hands off my daughter, you little pervert!
Push right in!
Mr. Fisher! What are you doing here?
Hi, Nicole.
What is happening? Who's Nicole? Where's Katie?
She and Anthony left, like, an hour ago.
Oh, our mistake.
But, on behalf of fathers everywhere, button up and get out. Later at Joyce's house.
Just calm down. We don't know if anything happened.
Oh, something happened. If not in a hotel, then in a backseat or a broom closet or a tree.
Tree?
Hormones find a way, Joyce.
Well, well, well. Look who's finally home after trying to ruin their daughter's night. Yeah, Nicole texted me. You didn't read that one, did you? How could you tell him? You promised.
And I kept that promise for an astoundingly long time.
Katie, I need to talk to you.
Save it, Dad. I don't need to hear a big speech from you. Anthony and I decided not to do it.
Great! I mean, whatever. Totally up to you.
Katie.
No, let's not make this night anymore.
No, I want to say this. I need her to hear it. Young lady.
Here it comes.
You are going to make a lot of choices in this life. Some good, some bad. But I take comfort in knowing that you have a good head and a good heart. She cracks a smile. Now, I can't promise that I won't try to make every boy who comes to your door tremble with fear. That is my God-given right as a dad. I just hope that when you make the big decisions in life, when you look back, you feel good about yourself. Speechless, Katie's face softens as she peers thoughtfully at Mel.
What he said, even though it's what I already said.
Well, doesn't really matter who said what, when.
You're right.
She mouths, I said it first. Okay, I totally know you're mouthing something.
You guys are exhausting.
Dad's words that night had a big impact on Katie. Oh, not the dramatic speech you just heard. These words.
Hi, sweetie, it's Dad. I just want to tell you that I love you. You make me proud every day. But if you lost that phone, you're not getting another one. Katie and Anthony in bed.
God, your dad.
Yeah, I know. Wait, what's that supposed to mean?
Kind of overbearing, right?
No, he just loves me. What's wrong with that?
He's has a weird way of showing it.
By leaving me messages and telling me that he loves me? You know, just because your dad moved to Cincinnati.
He relocated for work.
Yeah, that's why.
And in the on-again, off-again saga of Katie and Anthony.
We FaceTime!
They were off again.
Back at Joyce's house.
You really surprised me there.
Kind of surprised myself. But you know, this whole self-restraint thing, it's a lot easier when you have two terrific kids. What the hell is that?
They rush outside to see fireworks.
Henry! What are you doing?
Have you lost your mind?
Finally, I was back on their radar.
You are in big trouble, mister!
Henry grins.